Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Greg Warren in the studio tomorrow.
Nice.
Looking forward to seeing Greg. Next couple days, he'll be here. Funny Bone this weekend. And if you want to go see Nick, he'll be performing in Lincoln?
Silver Creek, Nebraska, at the Highway 30 Tavern.
Where's
9 p.m. on
where
Saturday.
Where is Silver Creek, Nebraska?
It's west of Columbus.
Okay. Check Nick out. West of Columbus on Friday or Saturday?
Saturday night.
Saturday.
Doing a corporate on Friday night.
Apparently there was a suicide machine or a booth in Futurama.
Yep.
Oh, there was? Okay.
No questions asked.
Right.
That's what it was called?
I think it cost a quarter to kill yourself.
Quarter?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Here's a quarter.
That in the future, quarters are still around.
Yeah, here's a quarter. Go kill yourself.
That's a song, isn't it?
Call
country,
someone
that's a country song.
Yeah.
Johnny Paycheck.
That's every country song to me. Here's a quarter, go kill yourself.
That's a show I don't watch enough reruns
of.
This,
right.
Futurama. I need to watch that more often.
Yeah, that's a quality show.
It really is.
It is well done.
On this date in 1969, while on trial for hash possession in Toronto, Jimi Hendrix took the stage, the stand rather, and confessed to his prior drug usage, which included smoking hash and taking acid 5 times each, snorting cocaine twice, and smoking pot 4 times. He said he had now outgrown drugs. After 8 hours of deliberations, the jury found him not guilty.
Oh, he's guilty of perjury, though.
It sounds like
he totally perjured himself.
Doesn't sound like when you tell a cop, no, I had 2 beers.
Right.
He listed out exactly what he had.
It's what you're supposed to say.
4.5 joints. 2 acids.
That sounds like his consumption from the previous week.
Yeah.
Are you ever going to do it again? No.
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 I've learned my lesson.
I'm tripping right now.
What year was that?
That was 1969.
69.
So he had to go through that crap in like the last full year of his life.
Right.
So he would have been, was that a year before he died?
Yeah, he died in 70.
Yeah, 70.
Yeah, so he would have been 26. Yeah, I think I'd smoked about 4 weeds and
right,
done 2 cocaines by the age of 26.
Done 2 cake.
And it was on this date in 2016, Sir Mick Jagger became a father again at the age of 73. His 29-year-old ballerina girlfriend.
Ah, yes.
God.
On top of that. That means she could bend her. Oh, come on. He didn't pick just a 29-year-old. He picked a 29 ballerina. Mick Jagger is the best.
Oh, she picked him.
If you had one life to live, you'd pick Mick Jagger's.
That's crazy to me. He became a parent. Like, I just saw James Taylor last night, and he was that, 72, 73?
Right.
Like, that guy with, like, his own newborn?
Newborn.
It's a strange visual.
Right.
It's not like you do anything with the newborn, though.
No, not that rich.
No, he's not up changing diapers.
He's not even with this girl anymore.
Right. Not like you interact with the kid.
Yeah, Jagger having kids at that age, he's creating jobs, man.
Right, he is.
He's a job creator. Somebody's got to take care of that kid, and it ain't him.
What year was that?
He was 73, so 60s. He's 78
now. It was 16.
Yeah, 5 years ago.
Well, he was 73 at the time.
Right.
In 2016. And 81 years ago today, you might remember where you were when the Chicago Bears beat the Washington Redskins 73-0.
I remember this.
In the first NFL championship game ever broadcast on national radio.
I think people were complaining about that at the time.
Now,
a blowout in the championship.
They were home.
In a regular season just 3 weeks before that, Washington had beat Chicago 7-3. And so 3 weeks later, a 73-0 score for the other team was a surprise.
Yeah, it would be a surprise.
Yeah.
Chicago 73 points are the most scored in NFL history. The 73-point margin of victory tied for the largest ever in any major North American sports league. That stood alone until the Grizzlies tied it last week in the NBA, beating the Thunder 152-79.
That's interesting. Yeah.
They broke an 81-year-old record.
Yeah.
They tied it.
In a different sport.
In a different sport. The Bears kicked so many balls into the stands on extra points, the game had to be finished using practice balls. The Bears' defense had 8 interceptions and returned 3 for scores in the third quarter. And it marked the last time that an NFL player played without a helmet.
Were they using the forward pass?
They
back
were.
Then?
There was a bunch of interceptions,
yeah,
you
they
said.
Had to be.
Yeah.
1942, yeah, that was around.
Unlike Monday night,
where
they were not using the forward
pass.
Around.
No.
What was Mac Jones' number? 2 of 3?
2 of 3. Right.
Yeah,
19 yards.
Yeah.
It was, there was only one other game where they had attempted fewer passes. It was 2 in like 1972, some game.
And today is Take It in the Ear Day.
Oh, I was hoping you'd say something else.
Did not think you were going to say ear.
My head snapped around when you started that sentence.
Yeah.
Like, what? Oh.
Because every other day is the other one.
Yeah,
but
we give a butt a relaxed. your butt's off today, but it's back on tomorrow.
One day of rest.
And I think when Craig's requesting that,
it's the ear today.
He uses up. It's take it up, and then you have to shut his mic off.
And an addendum to our story about the huge weed brownie, the 850-pound weed brownie. An addendum to that. They tried to have that brownie certified as a Guinness World Record.
Too high and mighty?
Guinness says no.
No weed record.
No longer accepts applications or creates new record titles that are related to the consumption, preparation, or use of tobacco, cannabis, or nicotine products.
Oh, God. Yeah,
they're leaving a big opening there for somebody to do that.
But still, alcohol is fine. You can write.
Sure.
I drink 40 beers in 2 minutes.
I sincerely doubt that.
Sounds like
and there's somebody
it does sound like that.
Getting set to snort the biggest line of coke.
Yep.
And they'll document that.
That'd be cool.
Well, can't High Times or somebody do that then? Like, here's the certified biggest gravity bong ever.
Hoity-toity record book crap.
But they'll watch a guy, like, put 50 t-shirts on in 30 seconds.
Well, like you said, they didn't sound like they weren't certifying alcohol, you know?
No, maybe that's a job for that's a job for Chestnut.
Yeah.
850 pounds of brownies.
Right.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
In the Global Drug Survey, they say that Australians said they got drunk at a rate of about twice a month.
Drunk.
26.7 times a year, almost double the average globally. The average globally of people getting drunk in a year is about 14 and a half.
Yeah, but, you know, those Muslim countries kind of throw it all off.
No, that's true, too. Yeah.
That is true. So the Australian respondents looking at getting drunk a little bit more than twice a month.
Kids don't pull their weight in that number.
How's America rate on that? You got the global drug survey,
you
right?
You know, I had that. I think I went away from it.
It's obviously, if Australia's number one.
Yeah, I think America's about the middle.
We have non-drunks in this country. We do.
But what if, Wisconsin was its own country? They'd probably be number one.
Four times a week, right?
They might be.
I felt like a drunk at that concert last night because I got cocktails from, the concessions or whatever. Right. And I'm like, there's booze in here?
Well, they are going to get a weak drink.
Not taste I like. Yep. I watched him pour it in there. I'm like, I saw him do it, but.
It's not booze, man. I'm with you on that. Can you order double there?
I didn't have. There were such long lines.
I think you can. I was at, this is my favorite. I was at the College World Series. It's probably run by the same people. It actually is. And I walked to we were in the suite area of the College World Series, and they were serving alcohol. And I wanted to buy. I know they're going to give you one shot, and that's nothing. We can't handle that. That's crap. So I said, can I get a double? And she goes, well, I'm not allowed to give you a double. I said, well, and she goes, but what I can do is I'll pour an extra shot in this cup, and I'll charge you, but you have to, I'll turn around and you grab it. I swear to God, that's what she said. I go, okay, I'm in on that.
Yeah.
And she did. She turned around, and I grabbed the other cup, poured it into my other vodka tonic, and then put it back and then threw it away.
Best bartender ever.
Yeah. But it was just, I thinking, what are we doing here? But she was cool enough that she didn't, she just said, I'll turn around and you grab the shot and you pour it in there.
So did you pay for a whole nother drink?
I did. Yeah. But I didn't, she wouldn't give me anything free, but she also said she couldn't do it.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking,
so she could give you the vodka, but
she probably couldn't.
She couldn't do it anyway.
She needed the vodka tonic, but that's not.
Right. It's just stupid. Yeah. It's a stupid rule. Right.
Did they ask you if you're. Aren't you too young to drink at this show, son? Nope. They card you?
Oh, well, you're at your show. You're at. Yeah.
Wait, there's a lady in front of us in line who, I don't know, she was very old, that she hadn't gotten her bracelet.
Your mom is, I know how old your mom is, because we all do.
Yeah.
But your mom is not the old person in that crowd either.
No.
No.
The old people in that crowd were
in the
old.
70s, right?
Yeah. What do you figure the age range was?
Oh, median age, probably had to be 55, maybe.
Well, medium would be 55, but you probably saw a lot of people. People were well
in
their 60s.
A lot of people in their 60s, 70s.
James Taylor's 73.
I felt great about my bald spot. Right.
Yeah. So you're saying you get the drink or something like that?
Oh, yeah. And there was a couple of people in front of us who hadn't gotten one of those bracelets. Right. You're at an arena. They have to get your bracelet. She's like, do they check for bracelets? I'm like, you'll probably be okay.
And you looked at her and she's like 75.
Yeah. I told her, I'm like, if they don't, I'm like, we'll riot.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to give like great grandma.
No, I'm that.
Pretty sure she's over 21.
Planning a riot at the James Taylor show.
Right? We'll riot.
So, Todd, to answer your question, the United States shows up at number 4. On the list of how often people get drunk.
Drunkest country.
So it's Australia?
Now then, here's how they define drunk in this global drug survey.
The bartender turning around and and saying, grab the vodka when I don't look at you.
I think you'd agree with this definition of drunk.
All right.
Having drunk so much that your physical and mental faculties are impaired to the point where your balance and speech are affected. You're unable to focus clearly on things, and your conversation and behaviors are very obviously different to people who know you.
Right. Oh, okay, so
that's
drunk. Right, well, that's drunk.
They're not saying 12 ounces of alcohol.
No, they're saying drunk.
It's how you
Australia a couple times a month.
Yeah. Well, and more importantly,
that's a lot.
And more importantly, as we've talked about before, they're not just measuring blood alcohol content because that's relative.
It is.
So one person can handle more than another. This is behavior.
United States, a little bit less than a couple times a month. Australians, they were the most. They're at 27 times a year.
If I was just drinking a couple times a month, I think I would feel like I've quit drinking.
No, this is
drunk.
Drunk.
Like fall down.
Oh, fall down.
Yeah, drunk. not buzzed.
Right. Your behavior is very obviously different to people who know you. Well, not to people who know you as a drunk.
Right. There's that.
Buzzed.
Yeah. Australia leads the league, then Denmark, Finland, and the United States.
All right.
Yeah. Now then, as far as frequency of drinking goes.
That's different.
Yeah, that's just drinking.
Right.
That just means.
I ain't drunk, I'm just drinking.
Right. The average number of days that alcohol was consumed in the last 12 months. Could be a single drink, could be half a drink. Mm-hmm.
365 days, average number of days you drank in a year. Well, Todd drinks every night.
Leading the league is France.
And right behind Todd.
That's a lot of wine. Right? It's Todd and then France.
And that may be true.
Yeah, my you can only tie me.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
France doesn't come close. France leads the league in frequency of drinking at 132 days.
Well, that's,
a year.
Well, that's median. So people drink more and less than that. So it's right there. Got it. That's the average, right? Okay.
Well, New Zealand at second. They're at 120.
All right.
The Netherlands at 112. And Hungary at 109. United States showing up at 83 days a year of drinking.
I drink more than that. 365 days, 80.
What would that be?
Oh,
what?
Yeah. That's just watch. That's just having a drink. Like, that's just having a drink.
Any drink.
Right.
One out of four? One out of. Yeah.
I'm averaging that for sure.
Four and a half.
Right.
Yeah. United States shows up at number 11 on that list.
Right.
The frequency
Come on,
of drinking.
People, pick it up.
List.
Yeah. It's not even top 10.
Pick it up.
Yeah. Now then, the overwhelming feeling for feeling post drunk regret. Was drank too much too quickly, followed by mixed my drinks, and I was with big drinkers, so I drank a lot.
I've done all those.
Exactly. Those are the reasons. Those are the top three reasons for getting all hammered. Yeah. The next day saying, "Oh, this is what happened."
Right.
I thought I didn't eat enough would be on there.
Yeah. That might be number four.
That's what women say.
Yeah. I should have ate more. That's why
of
I was really drunk and suck face for those guys. I was really drunk. I should have ate more.
That stuck to the
I should have just drank less. That's it.
No, nobody ever mentions that.
I never say that.
I should have drunk less.
Yeah. No.
Average respondents report regretting getting drunk on 21% of occasions.
I don't remember the last time I regretted getting drunk.
Yeah.
I have, but... Not recently.
And then outside of alcohol, weed, and tobacco, the next three drugs of choice?
I heard jugs of choice. I like that better. All right. What is it now? The next three drinks?
There's alcohol, there's weed, and tobacco. Top three drugs of choice. The next three.
Mushrooms, cocaine.
Coke is before
mushrooms. Cocaine is six.
Ecstasy.
Okay.
Yeah, and I don't know why they consider CBD a drug, but that's at five. MDMA is at number four.
Yeah, I was going to say.
How about the horse tranquilizer? You know? Heroin.
Well, not in the top six.
Okay.
Meth?
Just making up
not
our
in the top six.
We're just making up our shopping list for the weekend.
Well, some of those drugs might be more popular, but it's harder to survey people that have used a lot of them.
You're right.
I feel like really into heroin.
You're not taking surveys.
Yeah, you might not be around.
Sure, how much heroin do you do a day?
If you're really into meth, you're doing all the surveys.
Dude fell asleep
Too
with the phone again.
Too much.
Greg Warren, also Cal Penn.
And Jefferson White, a.k.a. Jimmy from
Yellowstone.
Tomorrow I will write his name down on my notes.
Sure you will.
So I can get that right. And, all that's tomorrow. Looking forward to that. TNTRadioEmpire.com is the website. Download the podcast. Do that. We got a TikTok channel out there. And, all the other stuff's out
Deadpool.
There.
Get your Deadpool list.
Get your Deadpool list in for 2022. Yes. And Craig Emmer, Bob Dole tomorrow, right? Yeah. All right. We'll see you then. Have a good day. Thanks for listening.
All right.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.